RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listeners Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, welcome back to the news. Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister of Education and Culture invites people to build literacy for stronger establishment of the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. Indonesia exports to Malaysia experience positive trends. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Language Development Center of Ministry of Education and Culture held the peak commemoration of Language and Literature Month 2017 at the Ministry of Education and Culture Jakarta on Saturday 28 October. The event, which coincided with the Youth Pledge Day, was opened by the Minister of Education and Culture, Muhajir Effendi. In his speech, Minister Muhajir invited all Indonesian people to encourage literature and build literacy to strengthen the establishment of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia.
Sementara itu, sastra sebagai wujud dimensi keindahan bahasa juga perlu kita dorong agar
literature as a manifestation of language beauty needs to be pushed to strengthen the diversity as well as the wisdom value from various regions in the frame of Indonesia in a bid to strengthen the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. Therefore, the national literacy movement that we keep doing, reverberating and implementing could be the main foundation for Indonesia as an advanced nation, because the characteristics of an advanced nation are very strong, very solid in building its literacy traditions. Meanwhile, head of Indonesian Language Development Center, Professor Dr. Dadang Sunandar M. Hum, in his report said that in 2017, the Language Center is appointed by the Minister of Education and Culture as the coordinator of the National Literacy Movement and is one part of the implementation regulation of the Minister of Education and Culture No. 23 in 2015 on character development. The peak commemoration of Language and Literature Month 2017 was concluded with the launching of the Language Development Center's products and the launching of the National Literacy Movement by the Minister of Education and Culture. The commemoration of Youth Pledge Day on October 28, 2017, attended by around 30,000 students of state and private universities on Saturday 28 October, was marked by a joint declaration against radicalism and intolerance. The event was held in Tadulako University's field and attended by high-ranking officials of national military, police, and regional administrations. Orations were also delivered in the event. Committee of Nationalism Act of Higher Education Against Radicalism, Professor Dr. Haji Zainal Abidin M. Age said that universities in Central Sulawesi have demonstrated their commitment to fight against radical movements and doctrines and intolerance. Zainal Abidin claimed that the declaration against radicalism by students of Sulawesi universities is a follow-up to the same declaration generation in Bali province. Director of Palu Islamic Science Institute, or IAIN, stated that one of the points resulted from a summit of nationwide university heads in Bali province was to hold Nationalism Act against radicalism in each province. Indonesia's export performance to Malaysia in the first half of 2017 experiences a positive trend with a marked surplus of 3.16 billion ringgit. Threat attaché of the Indonesian embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Rifah Arini, to RRI Friday 27 October said that Malaysia's exports from January to July 2017 reached 41.87 billion ringgit, calculating the export value of 19.35 billion ringgit and imports 22.52 billion ringgit, thus creating a surplus.
Nah, sebenarnya surplusnya ini diperoleh dari mana? Dari defisitnya Malaysia untuk
actually, where is this surplus obtained from? From Malaysia's deficit to non-oil and gas trade. Non-oil and gas trade amounted to 6.34 billion ringgit, while for oil and gas products, 3.18 billion ringgit. Well, that difference is that the surplus value for Indonesia. So the performance, if we say for the first semester in 2017, is positive. Furthermore, Rifah said that the expansion of Malaysian non-oil and gas imports from Indonesia are mainly for coal, fatty acid, palm oil, copra, animal or vegetable oils and fats, vehicle and coffee accessories. It is also predicted that this positive trend will continue in the next semester, not only the main products but also the potential products such as food and beverages. The Likurai Dance, featuring 6,000 student dancers from three border districts on the island of Timor and students from Timor-Leste, is set in a world record by the Indonesian Record Museum, or MURI. MURI Indonesia manager Trion explained that the Likurai Dance is included in the world record because the dance was performed by 6,000 dancers. This was conveyed by Triyono after awarding the world record award to Belu Region Willy Lee at the peak of Fulan Fehan at Dirun Village, Lamak 9 Sub-District Belu Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province on Saturday. Likurai Dance is a typical war dance of the island of Timor, especially in Belu District. It tells about the struggle of the local people to expel the occupiers during the colonial era. According to Regent Willy Lee, Likurai Dance becomes a typical dance which is the heritage and ancestral culture of the people in this era. Indonesian Record Museum, or MURI, also appreciates the local government of Belu that preserved this indigenous culture of the local community. Triana hoped that every society in any areas can safeguard and preserve their culture and pass on the culture from generation to their grandchild. The last item, the people living around Borobudur Temple, including Karang Anyar Village, should be able to take advantage of the existing potential to support tourism so that it can invite more tourists. This was conveyed by the Regent of Magelang Central Java, Zainal Arifin, at the opening of the second pottery festival in Karang Anyar Village, Borobudur District, Magelang on Saturday. The second pottery festival is held for 2 days, 28 to 29 October 2017. According to him, with the spirit of togetherness and mutual cooperation, Karang Anyar Village will continue to move forward from year to year and the local community will get prosperity together. Malang Region appreciated this activity and directly ordered the Tourism Office, Youth and Sports of Magelang Regency to continuously provide assistance and design the existing tourism in Magelang Regency. Listener, that was the news.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with October the 29th, 1948, the Saf-Saf Massacre. The Saf-Saf Massacre took place on October 29, 1948, when the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, captured the Palestinian Arab community from Saf-Saf in Galilee, northern Israel. The villagers flown to Lebanon after the Saf-Saf Massacre in October, during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. Saf-Saf was the first village to become the Black Operation, which goal, according to the IDF, was to destroy the enemy in the central Galilean enclave, to control the whole of Galilee, and to form a line of defense on the country's northern border. The village was attacked by two platoons of armored cars. Fierce fighting lasted from night until 7 a.m. the next morning. 64 villagers were killed by IDF. Some women were allegedly raped. Turning to October the 29th, 2005, the blast in New Delhi. On October 29, 2005, three explosions hit the city of New Delhi, India. At least 59 people were killed and 200 others, including some foreigners, were wounded. This bombing took place just 2 days before the big festivals in Hinduism and Sikhism, Diwali, and less than a week before the celebration of Idul Fitri for the Muslim. The bombs were blown up in two markets in central and southern New Delhi and near a bus in Govindpuri area in the south of the city. The day after, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh blamed terrorists. A group called the Less Known Islamic Inquilab Mahas claimed responsibility for the incident. We end with October the 29th, commemoration of World Stroke Day. Every year on October the 29th is celebrated as World Stroke Day. World Stroke Day was initiated by the World Stroke Organization of the WHO, which carries the message that stroke can be prevented and stroke can be treated. In 2004, the Stroke World Congress was held in Vancouver, Canada. During the Congress, there was an idea to make the Awareness Day for dedicated stroke problems. Finally, on October the 29th, 2006, the World Stroke Federation and the International Stroke Community joined the World Stroke Organization, which became the main organizer of World Stroke Day. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of the Week. Today, it's on increased stock index translucent, highest record throughout Indonesian capital market history. The movement of Composite Stock Price Index, or CSPI, finally broke the record highs throughout the history of the Indonesian capital market. At the close of stock trading on Wednesday, October the 25th, the rise in the index is driven by investment action to hunt down shares related to infrastructures. The positive sentiment of stock trading is also influenced by the approval of the state budget of 2018. President Joko Widodo on Thursday, October the 26th, said that he hopes that the surge in the Indonesia Stock Exchange Index to break the 6,000 level will push the real sector, especially small-scale business sector, the medium business, can enjoy the increase of the index. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the index increase to exceed the 6,000 level indicated improving corporate fundamentals. According to Sri Mulyani, the improved performance of the index shows that listed companies have healthy financial statements. This means companies that go to the stock does have a good prospect. Being positive indicates a healthy economic activity. In addition, the record of strengthening the index occurred due to positive sentiment of financial market participants towards the direction of government economic policy. Consumption, investment, and exports all experienced positive momentum. The improved performance of the stock market was also due to the positive reaction of financial market participants towards the direction of the government's fiscal policy in the 2018 state budget. Meanwhile, Director of Investa Saran Mandiri Hans Kuei said the determination of the state budget 2018 gives a positive sentiment in the movement of shares of infrastructure and construction sectors. He sees another catalyst as a good government financial report. Nevertheless, he considered the market should be wary of profit-taking that will happen. The market is not expected to run smoothly due to the determination of the governor of the United States Central Banks or the Fed in November. In addition, in December, the Fed will raise interest rates. Moreover, it also plans to normalize the balance sheet from $10 billion this October to $50 billion next year. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to the news in brief. Minister of Education and Culture invites people to build literacy for stronger establishment of the Unitary States of Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian Language Development Center of Ministry of Education and Culture held the peak commemoration of Language and Literature Month 2017 at the Ministry of Education and Culture in Jakarta on Saturday, 28 October. The commemoration of Youth Pledge Day on October 28, 2017, attended by around 30,000 students of state and private universities on Saturday, 28 October, was marked by a joint declaration against radicalism and intolerance. Indonesia exports to Malaysia experience positive trends. Indonesia's export performance to Malaysia in the first half of 2017 experiences a positive trend with a marked surplus of 3.16 billion ringgit. The Li Kurai Dance, featuring 6,000 student dancers from three border districts on the island of Timor and students from Timor Leste, is set in a world record by the Indonesian Record Museum or MURI. The people living around Borobudur Temple, including Karanganyar Village, should be able to take advantage of the existing potential to support tourism so that it can invite more tourists. Listener, that was the news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce you to Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition and cuisine. Today, I will take you to travel to Banyuwangi in East Java Province to enjoy the beauty and uniqueness of Melunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Other than via shortwave, you can also listen to this program at www.voi.co.id. Located 40 kilometers from the center of the southwestern city of Banyuwangi, there is a hidden paradise in Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Subdistrict, because there is a waterfall called Telunjuk Dewa Raung or the index finger of Raung God Waterfall. It is located on the slopes of Mount Raung to the east and is still fairly a new public tourist destination in Banyuwangi. The road to go to the waterfall is not easy. Visitors must walk down the road in the middle of the sugarcane trees owned by Tirta Harapan Plantation. The distance from the Sumber Arum village is about 4 kilometers with steep up and down road conditions. You can enjoy the beauty of this tourist spot by walking down the edge of the cliff. Though rather extreme, you needn't worry because there are many white paths made by villagers there. You still need to be careful, however, in stepping through down the location of the waterfall. There are several places to sit and relax so that visitors can rest a while after a fairly exhausting trip. Arriving at the bottom, visitors will follow the path around the river under the waterfall. Here, you will know why this waterfall called Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall or the index finger of Raung God. This is because the shape of the waterfall and its rivers are similar to the index finger pointing upwards, while the addition of the word Raung is because the location of waterfalls is located on the slopes of Mount Raung. In the waterfall area, you can wash your face, even your body. Guaranteed, you will feel the cold, refreshing water there. Not only that, the location is also surrounded by beautiful and shady trees, which makes visitors feel more peaceful, yet fresh. There is a uniqueness of the approximately 40 meters Telunjuk Dewa Raung waterfall. Under it, there is a pretty deep cave. What makes it more interesting is, on the sidelines of the cave, you can see clear and cold flowing water. The view at Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall, in addition to be suitable for people who like to enjoy the natural scenery, is also exciting for those who love photography because along the way you can see many views of the trees that adorn the streets towards the waterfall. Going through the path, you simply walk casually while aiming your camera lens to the surrounding area. Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall can be visited starting from 7 a.m. until approximately 6 p.m. When you have the opportunity to visit East Java, especially Banyuwangi, find time to visit the attraction of this Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall, a hidden paradise at the foot of Mount Raung. Well, that ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We meet again tomorrow with the same segment. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome back to our daily segment, Miscellany, over at the web service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's Miscellany, we will present a topic about Indonesia is ready to return national coconut glory. Indonesia is the world's biggest coconut producer with 3.88 hectares of plantation. Coconut grows across Indonesia because Indonesia has tropical climate which is suitable for this plant. There are lots of industrial products derived from coconut such as cocoa chemical, cocoa fiber, cooking oil, desiccated coconut, nata de coco, active charcoal, and many more. However, coconut production in Indonesia has been decreasing since last year. The Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture through Directorate General of Plantation is ready to return national coconut glory that has once become Indonesia's flagship commodity. Director General of Plantation of the Ministry of Agriculture Bambang in the national discussion team Mengembalikan Kejayaan Kelapa Indonesia some time ago in Jakarta said that coconut production and productivity in Indonesia are not yet optimal. Productivity of coconut plantation is only about 1 ton per hectare in a year. The potential can be improved to 2 to 3 times. Therefore, the Indonesian government will implement 3 acceleration steps in order to develop coconut, namely intensification, rejuvenation, and extensification. According to Bambang, lots of problems hamper the developing of national coconut, such as 98.97% of coconut plantation is smallholding, managed by monoculture system limited on plantation. The plantations are not yet optimally exploited and lack of advanced technology. In addition, the lack of coconut production is also largely due to the limited or unavailability of certified seeds in the coconut development area. To solve the seed problem, the Ministry of Agriculture will build mother plantations or KI in the coconut center area as a source of seed of superior varieties. Meanwhile, to increase production, the ministry will develop coconut area in cocoa plantation area of 1.7 million hectares which function as shade or joint land use. Bambang said if 500 hectares of cocoa plants are used as coconut shelter, then there will be an additional area of coconut that is quite significant without opening new land. Coffee plantations can also be used as shade of coconut trees. Bambang stated that there are about 1.3 million hectares of coffee plantations that mostly have not been shaded, such as in North Sumatra, Lampung, and other coffee centers in Indonesia. Bambang pointed out that if 1 hectare of coffee plantation is planted with 50 coconut trees, then the additional coconut population will increase significantly to replace the decline that has been happening. Director General of Plantation of the Ministry of of Agriculture is still optimistic that national coconut production can be improved through the program of rejuvenation, intensification, and extensification of coconut plants. According to him, if all these strategies are implemented, the target of achieving 5 million hectares of national coconut plantation can be realized in the near future. Listener, it was Miss Lenny for today. We will meet you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. See you again. Goodbye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent you letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kanchan Chatterjee in India. In his email, he told that he has received certificate of merits and souvenirs from Voice of Indonesia for his participation in the international quiz, which was held by Voice of Indonesia. Hello Kanchan Chatterjee, how are you? We are glad because you have the certificate and souvenirs. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. We hope that you can get useful information from our radio. And if you miss our information or presentation of our broadcast, you can visit our website to www.voi.co.id. Through the website, you can get all information which are needed by you. Well, Kanchan Chatterjee, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Ku terbiasa sendiri. Hadirnya siapapun lupa rasanya ku berarti lupa kiranya dicintai. Oh,
listener, now we will replay a letter from Rafael Fontanet. In his email, Rafael Fontanet told that he has been listening to Voice of Indonesia in Spanish through the shortwave program since 1995. He also said that he likes most is the music and tourist information. Hello Rafael Fontanet, thank you for being our regular listener. We very appreciate your loyalty to listen to our broadcast every day. We hope that you are entertained with our music presentation and can get good information about tourism destination, which is broadcasted every day. Who knows, someday, if you visit Indonesia, you have a plan where you want to go to Indonesian tourism destination. Well, Rafael Fontanet, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Candamu yang selalu membuatku tertawa, senyummu yang membuat diriku bahagia. Warna indah dunia kini ku rasakan, membuat dirimu wanita yang patut ku perjuangkan. Ku inginkan dirimu menjadi pilihan terindah di dalam hidupku. Dan kamu yang bisa membuatku bahagia. Dirimu yang membuat diriku merasa, merasakan indah cinta yang kau berikan. Anugerah terindah yang pernah ku rasakan, membuat dirimu wanita yang patut ku perjuangkan. Ku inginkan dirimu menjadi pilihan terindah di dalam hidupku. Hanya kamu yang bisa membuatku bahagia.
Still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Juan Franco Crespo. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program through frequency 955 kHz at 17 to 18 UTC with the SIMPO 32232. Hello Juan Franco Crespo, thank you for reception report which is very detailed. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, so Juan Franco Crespo. Please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Saturday morning in my bed. Oh, it feels good to know that I'm awake. Happy as ever I am feeling. Saturday morning I'm alive. Oh, what a shame that you don't know how I feel. You should know. It feels good to finally get over you. It feels good to know that I'm over you. You should know. It feels good to know that I'm over you. It feels good to finally get over you. You should know. I'm over you and you should know. You should know. Got out of bed, turned the TV on. I saw your face and I felt nothing. Settled as ever I am feeling. Oh, 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 oh. Saturday morning I'm alone. Oh, what a shame that you don't know how I feel. You should know.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Antonio Argolo Silva Neto in Brazil. In his email, Antonio Argolo Silva Neto considers the shortwaves a very important way for dissemination of the countries, especially the notions unknown to the majority of the world population. As he is more favorable to the radio and he tunes in the shortwaves every day, he hopes for an improvement in the proposals of transmission of this station, so that listener can tune it with more assiduity. Hello Antonio Argola Silvaneto, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Thank you for always tuning in or our radio every day. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, and please be patient to wait for the reply from the section. The section will send your request as soon as possible. Hopefully, you still monitor our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, before we sign off, listener's mailbag, we want to say hello to Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan, Kevin Zhao in China, Vicencio Daniel in Romania, and Alexandra Foika. Hello guys, how are you? Long time, we do not receive your email or letter, but we believe that you always monitor our radio. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia email service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram account voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye bye.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Ku merindukanmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.